Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's the newest
spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Welcome to Reality Spirituality. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Welcome to the second week in 2020. Welcome to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca L. Norrington, the world's only, I'm claiming it, the only happiness specialist. That's right. That's who I am. That's my destiny. That's my purpose. What I do, why I'm here on this planet, at least my understanding so far, is to share with my audience and with as many people as possible what I've learned about this wanting, this seeking, this finding happiness. When I was younger, I wanted two things. I wanted to live to my potential, and I wanted to be happy. And you know, whatever you throw out there, the questions you ask, you always get answers. And so, much to my chagrin, much to my disappointment, I found that this journey, that the seeking happiness, had nothing to do with anything external, had nothing to do with my accomplishments, had nothing to do with how much money I had in the bank, had nothing to do with my relationships, has nothing to do with my travel, where I live, none of how I look, how much I weigh, none of it. I know, and we've heard it. You've heard it from so many people, so many accomplished, and I'm using air quotes, accomplished people, that money doesn't buy happiness. And this definition of success, these quote-unquote successful people, there is still a search, there is still a longing, there is a pining, if you will, for this feeling. And the feeling that I'm going to throw my hands up, the feeling is a internal contentment, a peace, a calmness, a vibration of satisfaction, a.k.a. happiness. This search for happiness, my search for happiness, has taken me all over the world and all over the world and back several times. The problem was I didn't have to leave my spot. I didn't have to leave the house. The truth is, happiness is a practiced skill. But the question and the challenge becomes, what do you practice? Well, there are behaviors, there are thoughts, there are reactions, responses that we all do on an everyday basis that actually subtracts from our happiness. And I started to list them years and years, decades ago. Did you know, I mean, it sounds very simple, but did you know that complaining subtracts from your happiness and your peace? I mean, it makes sense, right? You can't complain and be happy at the same time. The vibrations, they're not the same. They can't coexist. It's like oil and water. They don't mix. So So there are certain behaviors that you can practice that are going to add to your happiness, that are going to add to your peace. But the issue and the challenge comes from how committed are you? What are you prioritizing in your life? What is important to you? And if being at peace, regardless of what happens to you, regardless of what doesn't happen to you, if being at peace is important to you, guess what? And you prioritize and you make a commitment to it, you will feel, you will vibrate peace, contentment, and happiness. It is a practice like any other practice. It is a practice like a musician, an artist, a writer, a speaker, an athlete. Oh, we have Championship Sunday today. Everybody knows I'm a big football fan. Champ, and even my team isn't in. Wah, wah. Championship Sunday. These athletes practice. And this life is about practicing. But the question is, the question becomes, what are you practicing? And the truth is, we are all programmed for unhappiness. And it's not our fault. It's not your fault. It's not your parents' fault, because we're all doing the best that we can. We're all doing the best that we can with what we have, what we have access to, the knowledge, the wisdom that we have access to. And the programming is the cause for the suffering and the unhappiness. And that's what we talk about on this show. That's what we talk about. That's what I talk about on this show. The definition, my definition of happiness is to be able to be at peace regardless of what happens to you and regardless of what doesn't happen. Being at peace, riding this journey we call life in a relaxed, calm, peaceful state. Recognizing the difference between reality and the illusion. The illusions are someone can hurt your feelings. The illusion is you're offended. The illusion is that someone else or something else has power to make you feel a certain way or make you act a certain way. I know we were programmed to believe that it's the outside world that is causing, but I'm here to tell you, and I know a lot of people don't want to hear it, because the responsibility is put, you know, play volleyball, the ball is back in your court. You, each individual, has the responsibility to either vibrate peace or not. Meaning, scratch the responsibility, has the choice to vibrate peace or not. You know, it's funny because I talk to a lot of people, and I teach the class, The Truth About Happiness. I've been teaching it for about 4 years now in various, two states, California and Oregon. And I hear a lot of stories about, well, my brother did this to me, or my sister did that, or my parents, or my child, or my coworkers. It's always about the other person. It's always about complaining about, talking about, involving the other person. And that's the reason why. That's the reason why you're feeling the way you're feeling. And I'm here to tell you that that's just not true. That's just not, but we were taught, we were programmed to believe that was true, that the external world has an effect on our internal state. But that happiness, peace, contentment is a state of being. And how do you get to a state of being, feeling peaceful in all moments? It starts with your foundation. It's just like a foundation for a house. It starts with your foundation. And what is your foundation? What are you rooted in? It's like anything else. You build a house on sand, you're going to have a problem. You build your house say you, your house of peace and contentment, you, there are elements, there are ingredients that are necessary to maintain a vibration of peace. And what are those elements? What are those elements? Number one is trust. Letting go and trusting that the universe is here to serve you and the universe is acting in your favor. In other words, what unfolds, what you experience, there is a reason for all of it. There is a purpose for all of it. And the purpose is for you to get to another level of understanding, of wisdom, of consciousness, of awareness. Because the more awareness, the more consciousness you have, the easier it becomes your ability to be and feel and vibrate this peace. Now let me say this, because I've lived a few decades, and what I've discovered is that even moi, being a happiness specialist, I am not immune to the roller coaster of life, to the roller coaster of emotions. But the problem becomes, my problem becomes when I put a judgment on my emotions and I'm labeling them either good or bad, or wanted or not wanted. I was looking at a interview with Lady Gaga and Oprah. I just randomly, you know how the universe works, just randomly found this interview. And one of the things that Lady Gaga said, which is really, really crazy, and one of the things that I've been talking about forever, she calls it radical acceptance. And I like that word radical because that means radical, yeah, I mean, bam. But the word and the feeling and the vibration is really acceptance, an acceptance of everything and everything that has happened, who you are, where you are in any moment. Just acceptance, that's number one. Acceptance of all of it without a judgment. It's so easy to get caught up in the thoughts and the pattern of the ego that has one job, to make me feel bad about what's happening or make me think that this isn't right, there's something wrong here. No, the new mantra in 2020 is there's nothing wrong, ever. There's nothing ever wrong. That might sound crazy, but when you really sit into it and you take a deep breath and you look back at your own path, can't you find a reason and a purpose for something happening in that moment way back when that you have gained a clear insight or even grown from it or even realized, you know, I really was uncomfortable going through it, but now, yes, I get it. Everything has a purpose, including the ups and downs, even that ups and downs. It's just a journey. I call my emotions just seasons. And I don't know when a season is going to come and I don't know when a season is going to end. But living in Oregon, I've forced to accept all the seasons. It could snow for 20 minutes in the afternoon and then be sunny 2 hours later. It could rain all day. It could rain for months. And if I'm not accepting the fog and the darkness and the rain, if I'm not accepting that, there's no way I can be at peace. So acceptance is key. Today's topic is to all of you. There's actually two parts. Because the title is dragging. Why are we dragging our yesterdays into 2020? You know, 2020 is a brand new decade. I didn't even realize, I mean, I know 2020 clarity, but I didn't even realize, wow, this is a whole new decade. This is a whole new decade of moments. And so there are, I mean, I'm around a lot of people, and there are so many people that are into talking about what happened yesterday. Not only what happened yesterday, what happened years ago. It is a constant point of conversation about yesterday. And usually, I'm not going to say I know everything, but usually there is a high percentage of whatever that yesterday is, it's not a good story. It's really not a good story. And the second part of dragging yesterday into today, I'm going to talk about this thing called forgiveness. Being able to let go of your anger or grudge holding. Let me just be honest here. I don't know who's listening to the show, but I'm telling you right now, I was the queen. Nobody that I knew, not that I knew everybody, but nobody could beat me holding a grudge. I could hold grudges for years. Years of holding a grudge about what someone else did, what someone else said, you know, all the things that I thought I was wronged for. So the two parts of dragging our yesterdays into 2020. One is the grudge holding, the holding on to anger, hurt, whatever you want to label, you want to call it. You are not, so this is how you know. This is how you know if you're holding on to a grudge. If you saw that person or were physically in the same vicinity as that person, are you able to open your arms and embrace them, either physically or just spiritually, vibrationally embrace them and give them a universal hug? That's either a yes or a no. And when I say it, I mean instantly. Are you instantly able to embrace any person that you've had an issue with? Instantly. And if the answer is no, that just means that you're dragging your yesterdays into 2020, because vibrationally, you cannot escape the vibration. You cannot escape that vibration of holding on to, I'm just going to call it garbage, trash, yesterday. So that's a question for each individual to answer. Is there any person, because usually it is a person, I don't care who it is or what they did, are you able to vibrationally embrace them? And the word is forgiveness, but forgiveness means that there have been mistakes made, and there are no mistakes in this universe. So are you able to embrace someone that you can't stand? See, that is a practice. And the more you commit, now some people say they want peace, and some people say they want peace just for, you know, I'll take peace for the weekend. But I'm not committed to peace every single day, 24/7. And that's okay. But when you're not committed to peace 24/7 every single day of the year till the rest of your breathing days, you will vibrate that. You can't hide from the vibration. So that's a question that only you can answer. You've heard the stories and how powerful forgiveness is. We've heard it. It's not for the other person, it's for us. if you are not able to, not able to, but if you're not interested in, just know that you're slowly, slowly drinking some kind of poison every single day. Because that vibration of holding on to, and the biggest, oh my goodness, the biggest story, lesson behind that story was, how many of you out there have heard of, and I have a few people in the queue, if you want to speak with me, just press the number one. How many of you people out there have heard that? He was very, very famous young man, Jesus. And the story of the last walk, the torturing, carrying his own cross, being nailed, being tortured, being stabbed in the rib, all of this being spit on, being cursed at. And the poor guy in the middle of all of this hell, all of this hatred, all of this anger, all of this, you know what? He didn't even take that personally. He was tortured. I mean, I can't even imagine. Never took it personally and said, hey, forgive them. Father, forgive them. They don't even know what they're doing. That's the biggest example of forgiveness I can give that everybody's heard, that most people have heard of. And quite frankly, letting go of pride, letting go of this ego, letting go of this program, because the pride is a programming. Letting go of that is so freeing and just, it's so easy. When you don't have pride and you don't have an ego, it's so easy to flow through what people say and what people do. Because, you, number one, you know it's never personal. Number two, it's really about feeling and wanting to feel at peace. You can't hold on to a grudge and be peaceful at the same time. Part two of dragging yesterday, dragging your yesterdays into 2020. Part two, okay, hold on a second. Let me think. I said forgiveness and I did, dragging yesterdays. Listen, I went fishing yesterday with two of my favorite buddies. I call them Grizzly and Mountain Man. And while we were fishing, when you're fishing in a local area, people see your cars, and then people see other fishermen see your cars, and then they either walk down, they want to know if you're biting. You know, fishermen have this thing about sharing where the fish are. Either they're biting or they're not biting. Either you're catching or you're not catching, because the thing is, it's not that you're fishing. You're either catching or you're not catching. So we had a few fishermen come down the hill and ask if we were catching anything or not. And this one particular guy came down and he was talking, and I'm not an avid fisherman. I'm just sitting there listening. And this gentleman came down and he was talking about a story. And this story, I'm telling you, was a jaw-dropping story. It was a gruesome, jaw-dropping story. It was a story, and I know this is a happiness, I'm talking about happiness, but the story was about, and if you don't want to hear, I'm not going to give details, but what the story was, how he found, this was maybe 3 years ago, I said 3 or 4 years ago, how he found a young boy dead in the water, and he had to drag him out of the water. And this guy told this story, and he told details for at least 15 minutes. My mouth is hanging open, and I'm thinking, and I gotta say, I'm coming up with the judgment. Why the hell would you share that story? No one even asked you about it. You're sharing a story of grief. Why would you share that story? And so this brings me to another question that I want to ask you, my dear audience. What stories are you sharing with the world? Because what stories you share, and when I talk about sharing, I mean, if there is a reason, okay, listen, I'm not going to say that there was anything, because there's nothing wrong, and there was nothing wrong with him sharing that story. Let me just say that. But my question is, well, let's see, is that my question? I'm just going to throw the question out. What is the reason? Okay, hold on a second, because I'm getting a conflicting in my head. I'm just going to talk freestyle. What is the reason for sharing that story? Now, a lot of people share stories because they want to fill up space talking or not talking. Some people share stories because they just are habitually share stories. I think a lot of it is the programming to share bad news, and I use air quotes of the bad news, the programming to share gruesome stories. Because I don't know about you, but when I'm out there in the public, I'm hearing stories that I wouldn't choose to share. Now, let's get back to that, what I just said, because I said I wouldn't choose to share, which we talked about it earlier. I talked about it earlier about acceptance and acceptance of others and what they decide to share and what stories they decide to share. I'm not here to say what you share, what you don't share, making a judgment of what's good and bad and what you quote-unquote should do or shouldn't. All I'm saying is to be consciously aware of what you're sharing. Share it anyway, but be consciously aware of what you're sharing and maybe how it is going to impact the world, and or others. You know, one of the things that Lady Gaga talked about, she was talking about having an impact. She says, yeah, you know, people come and listen to my music. They pay money, they hear my music. But she says, I want to have an impact. And so what impact do you want, or what impact are you inspired to share with the world? I've shared stories myself on this radio show and the stories that I wouldn't share in my personal life. But when I'm sharing the stories, there is always the lesson that I've learned, that I've personally learned from the stories that, quite frankly, excuse me, I wouldn't have signed up for, I wouldn't have wanted to experience. No thank you, universe, I don't want that to happen. No thank you, universe, I don't want that experience. But knowing and trusting that every experience that I've had brings me gifts of more opportunity to grow and expand and be aware. And there is a consciousness that is all, just like the universe is always expanding. A consciousness of knowing, a consciousness of the universe and how the universe functions. And how it functions, scratch that function, how the universe gets down. And how the universe gets down and flows is always flowing and is always accepting and is always open to all possibilities. So that gentleman that shared his story about pulling up a dead child from the river was really for me to practice, here we go, for me to practice acceptance without any judgment or without any, because it was really for me to practice letting go of the judgment that I had about this gentleman sharing a story that I said, well, I wouldn't share a gruesome story like that. Why would I? So it was a huge, huge sense of growth and another lesson for me yesterday. Because, quite frankly, the two gentlemen that were with me, they weren't reacting to that story. They were okay. They were into it. They were into listening to it. And wow, and oh man, and wanted to hear more detail. I was the only one judging and not accepting the story because I wouldn't share it. And that is the key. The acceptance of every single person, regardless of what they're doing, regardless of what they're sharing, regardless of what they're not doing or sharing, is an ongoing practice. Is an ongoing practice for me that will eventually, can you imagine me sitting and listening to the most gruesome stories or hearing the gruesome stories and being accepting of all of it and knowing that everything is in order and whatever happened is there is a purpose for it? That's going to bring me a lot more peace. That's going to that's going to add to my foundational peace. Okay, I'm just looking at my notes, awareness, blah, 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 power of letting go of yesterday. Listen, what do you really want? What do you really want? Be yourself, freedom. What is it that you're really feeling that you would like to experience while we're on this journey? We never know how long we're going to be here. We never know how long we have. How would you like to experience this journey? I used the roller coaster as an example. You know, you can ride a roller coaster that goes up and down with your arms up in the air, light and airy, and woohoo, hee-hee, yeah. Or you can ride the roller coaster holding onto that safety bar for dear life, screaming and yelling and, ah! That's how I used to ride roller coasters. Oh, my God, I don't even know why I got on the roller coaster. Because I hate roller coasters, but I sure did get on them. It was the program to go on a roller coaster and torture myself until I met someone that says, I don't like roller coasters. I don't go on them. They're scary to me. I don't like them. I don't like that feeling in my stomach. I didn't like the feeling in my stomach either. It was scary to me too, but I don't know if it was peer pressure or pressure. I don't know what the hell it was, but I got on roller coasters. I hated every minute of it. There was not, you know, the best part of a roller coaster ride is the end. The end. Why I got on a roller coaster for years, I'll never, as a programming, I wasn't able to say, you know what, I don't like that, I'm not going to do it. It sounds simple. But I didn't do it. And I met someone who says, no, I don't ride roller coasters. I don't like them. They're scary. I don't like the feeling. The same person said, I don't like jumping off a high dive. I don't like jumping off a high dive either. Why the hell did I do it? Well, for a lot of different reasons. I mean, a lot of different stories. But to get to a point of liking it? Mm-mm. Call me weak, call me no courage, call me whatever you want. I'll take it. I'm not flowing with something that I don't feel like I want to do anymore. I don't believe it took me decades to get to that Anywho, so the topic today is dragging your yesterdays into today. Dragging yesterday. And I ask you and I challenge you just to be aware of what are you bringing and dragging into 2020 that may not serve you, that may be a conflict, or may if this, or may be a conflict with your peace. Because if you're dragging something from years ago, 2019, and you still have peace, oh yeah, but know that you cannot fool, you cannot, your vibration, you can't fake a vibration. That's what I want to say. You can't fake your vibration. Reality Spirituality is heard every Sunday at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. My website is RebeccaNorrington.com. Follow me on Twitter at RL Norrington. I have Instagram handle is Reality Spirituality. I have a few videos on YouTube. I know, they're very dated, but one of these days when I'm inspired or when it happens. Also, my first book, The Truth About Happiness, Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness is on Amazon. And my second book, Program for Unhappiness, will be out sometime this year. Join me next week where there's going to be a new topic of discussion that is still same about happiness, peace, contentment, empowerment, awareness, consciousness. Until next week, my dear audience, I want you to remember who you are. You're a physical extension of the universe. You're always evolving. You're always changing, and you're always growing. Love is patient, and love is kind. Be kind and be patient to yourself. Be your own best friend, and remember, you cannot have a happy ending to an unhappy journey. You've been listening to Reality Spirituality, The Truth About Happiness, with your host, Rebecca L. Norrington.
Yeah, it's time to get real.